The Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks and Fayetteville revealed yesterday that the pathology reports of more than 19,000 veteran patients from across the country will have to be externally reviewed after it was discovered a staff pathologist was, as VA officials termed it, impaired.
All but Senator Tom Cotton were on hand. Representative Bruce Westerman called the situation a colossal system failure.
Unfortunately, according to our briefing, we already know a family in my district lost a loved one because of an improper diagnosis, and there are many more cases yet to be evaluated.
Representative Steve Womack acknowledged the many veterans across the country who seek treatment at this VA facility.
Today's disclosure will be chilling news to the thousands who use the facility. And while we are here to explain what has happened, it's vitally important for those veterans affected to understand what is being done to notify, counsel, and treat those who may have been affected.
Womack says the delegation was briefed last Thursday by the Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Inspector General, which is investigating the situation. Fayetteville VA Interim Medical Director Kelvin Parks says the pathologist who he declined identifying was hired back in 2005.
A veteran Healthcare Systems of the Ozark pathologist was found to be impaired on March 22, 2016. The pathologist was immediately removed from clinical care. Prior to the incident, this veteran employee had no previous disciplinary actions and was deemed an excellent candidate for the impaired physician program.
Park says the physician completed treatment and was placed back into clinical care on October 12, 2016.
On October 13, 2017, 1 year later, this same VHSO employee was reported to leadership regarding reports of possible impairment.
That's when the physician was fired, Park says. An internal review of over 900 patients revealed 7 misdiagnosed cases. One death possibly linked to the pathologist is under investigation. Those findings have triggered a larger investigation, Park says, requiring a team of 30 independent pathologists to review all tissue biopsies interpreted and diagnosed by the impaired pathologist. From October of 2005 to October of 2017, a total of 19,794 cases. Of those patients, 5,250 are now deceased. Official letters are being issued today to all affected patients and their families, Park says. Once the independent review is complete, flagged cases will be followed up immediately.
We're treating this like a national disaster.
The process will take several months, he said. In the interim, the Fayetteville VA has set up a call center for concerned veterans at 1-866-388-5428. Senator John Bozeman, speaking softly, lauded this VA as top-ranked, citing dedicated staff.
Sadly, today we have a tragic situation, and it truly is a tragedy, in the sense that we have failed. And so I think it's important that you realize that the congressional delegation is united in this. We're going to do all that we can, certainly any service that we can provide, to take care of the veterans that potentially have been impaired.
The Fayetteville VA will hold a town hall meeting in 2 weeks to address the situation. The Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks provides care to more than 53,000 veterans in the tri-state area. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. Ahead, portions of a live event recorded at the Walton Arts Center last week. This year's Artisphere Festival, presented by the Walton Arts Center, is another combination of music, visual arts, and film screenings. The theme flowing through all of the events this year, water. And we spent some time last week considering water in music and discussion. In just a moment, part of one of those conversations with Terry Lane, Executive Director of the Northwest Arkansas Land Trust. That's just ahead on this Tuesday edition of Ozarks at Large.